Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one.
I am sure.
Pizza, pizza.
Big O! Showtime!
Yeah, I gotta put on my good sweat. Yeah.
I watch Sweet on Me.
You were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room making sushi.
It's a Little Thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies down at Lincoln Path. But the stream is go direct to DLNTS.org. And the IC channel is linuxtech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1142 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
And I don't know if you guys were paying attention to this, but this is especially for you, Joel. You should be excited to know that you can once again get back into Linux using the distribution that started it all for you. Because finally, after almost two decades, I think it was.
But Slackware release?
Hannah Montana Linux is
No way.
Yes, they just released.
Oh, is there a new Jai tablet coming out too?
I don't know about that, but Hannah Montana Linux.
A new Jai tablet. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. But,
no, I'm pretty sure there is a new Jai tablet coming out.
Is Jide still around?
But he's playing off the name.
Now, I'm not sure that the Hannah Montana Linux is the same person who originally did it. You can see it over there on Noah Cagle's GitLab page. It's not on the official Hannah Montana website. But there we go. It's got all new features. It's got updated everything. It's using Plasma, KDE Plasma. Excitement.
Whoa.
I'll send you the link, Joel, so you can download it with your Windows.
Yeah, I'll pass.
You don't want it? Here it is. Excitement abounds. How about that?
Now, did you all hear about the Windows update that broke the recycle bin? I'm not shooting you.
Was that
no? This last one? I don't pay attention.
Was that this last Windows update, or was it the like they've had nothing but problematic updates the past?
Oh, lately, yeah.
4 months.
Juno. It was the Juno that I was thinking.
Oh.
Juno. For a second there, I thought you were talking about the old email.
I remember that. Yeah, from Bleeping Computer. Here you go. June 2026 Windows update breaks the recycle bin prompts.
But, Joel, did you see that that short reel that I sent you that about the guy that was using a VPN to do something sketchy but got caught using his Windows unique ID?
It's not surprising. I mean,
I sent you the reel on it.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I didn't watch it, but it's not surprising.
Don't you watch everything I send you, Joel? Come on.
Yeah, I'm a little busy.
I'm important.
So his real ID got leaked.
The Windows ID.
Unique ID.
Every Windows installation has a unique identifier.
So they were able to use that to track him down, even though he was.
Yeah. In that peachy.
Isn't that one of the problems they had in one of their updates? They had to patch that out? Because that's not supposed to happen, is it?
Nope. Well, there's also a bug in Apple Mail. There's a feature in Apple Mail that's supposed to, like, anonymize your email address that didn't.
Mobile device ID.
Yeah. Oh, the GUID, yeah. Windows is all about GUIDs. Yeah.
I missed the Jide tablet.
I do too. I wish they'd bring it. It's like I was thinking about that. The one and only thing I really kickstarted was the Aspen Hybrix PC, which was also based on Remix OS. And also only ever released with whatever was on it.
So I don't, you know, I love the Jai tablet. If they came out with a new one, I don't know if I would buy it. Only because it'd be like, it'd be gone. They'd be gone again in a year, like the last time. And then.
Yeah.
You're seeing a lot more companies come out with actual, like,
I will say this: if you want an Android tablet and you're not in, you're going to spend iPad money on it, which that's really the only way to get one that's going to be assured about updates, and that's getting like a Samsung tablet.
Well, no, if you're capable of a Linux tablet, then you want something that has an x86 processor.
Or that, yeah. One of those things, yeah. Like an old Surface actually would probably work real well.
The Surface is a little bit difficult.
I got Ubuntu because my Pro 6.
They require a custom kernel. You got to be willing to dive in a bit.
It's pretty easy with Ubuntu to get that kernel. And the only thing that really doesn't work all that well is like the pen, and I don't really care.
Yeah. But the newer the Windows Surface is, the less likely it's going to have proper drive.
Yeah. Well, my camp out went pretty well. Although I will say my tent decided it was going to break when I was tearing it down. But Fantic did send me the part. And I just haven't put it back together yet because we had a fun thing happen over the weekend, and I had to drop $1,200 unexpectedly. Cars are fun. Not car. The garage door, the opener decided it was going to pull both the nuts out of the door and wouldn't open anymore.
No, so, I had this thing where like one side rose up and the other side didn't.
Oof. Well, this wasn't that bad. So what ended up happening was the spring broke, and that's why the garage door opener pulled the screws out, because of the spring was broke. The spring itself, just the set that he put on there, was $850. So count the labor, plus making sure all the rest of the door was okay, and all that stuff, and it was... about $1,200, $1,275 is what we paid. It could have been much, much worse because it could have bent the fuck out of the door, but it didn't. And it could have also fell on top of a car, which it also didn't. So, because it ended up happening when my son was trying to go somewhere, and I heard the door slam down, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So then me and him went to go lift it so that he can back out. And it took me and him, this is how we finally figured it. Well, I didn't figure it out until the guy showed up. But it took both me and him to lift the garage door. I'm like, what the hell? You know, I'm like,
it's a balance.
And
the spring is what makes it super easy.
Yes.
To lift up and down.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a distinct difference between the spring that was on it from the time we built it.
Month ago, something happened. Something fell. Can't hear Joel anymore. All I heard was pop.
Maybe the garage door fell on his mic.
I was kind of figuring his wife walked up behind him and tapped it. Big pop.
That doesn't sound good. Well, you know what? I don't think Joel has an opinion on this at all. But you might, whether you care or not. I don't know. The other big thing that was announced this week that has a lot of people kind of pissed off is Sony is moving away from physical discs.
Yeah, I actually talked about that. I talked about that on Nintcast because Xbox is also doing something similar in that they're just gonna they are gonna have like physical boxes with discs. All it's gonna do is link to their server for a download. So yeah, the entire market's shifting that way as is. Yes, it gives them greater control. And, it does help to limit piracy, but it really, really means that you don't own anything. Yes, the conversation continued without you. All surprise.
I figured as much. No, I accidentally. Anyway, this laptop has no battery that works, so I accidentally pulled the cable out of the laptop, and of course it went tapoo. So.
Yeah, we were betting your wife killed you because we heard a loud pop.
That, anyways, it could have been my new puppy who is already destroyed one old laptop power supply. Fortunately, not this laptop power supply or anyone that I needed. All it's saying is I need to clean out my stack of laptops and take it to e-waste. But anywho.
Anyways.
So,
yeah, the whole it's all going digital. I mean, you saw that with the Nintendo Switch 2 as well.
Yes,
a lot of that very much is moving in that direction.
Like yeah, the new saying, PlayStation's supposed to have no physical media, right?
Yeah, right. That and Xbox with digital downloads.
Yeah,
I have seen a lot of podcasters that I watch. Talk about it and say that, you know, if you don't own the media, then piracy isn't a crime, things like that, and pushing back against companies, but they said the exact same thing with the Switch 2, and the Switch 2 had, you know, the highest sales ever its first week, and I don't see this slowing down PlayStation or Microsoft at all. Now, it does also mean that anytime they decide that whatever game you purchase, you can no longer have access to, whether it's an offline game or an online game, then you no longer have access. But you saw that recently with, Sony and a bunch of 500 different movies that they just dropped, even though you purchased them. Even if you had them on your system, they were just gone.
Right.
See, I'm a mixed opinion on it. You know, I get why people are upset, and I somewhat, you know, it'd be nice to have physical media. I don't disagree with that, but I haven't bought a disc in years, like almost over a decade. Well, I think I bought one in a decade, and that was only because my daughter wanted Resident Evil Requiem, and I had a gift card that I got for watching my neighbor's dog, which had like it was a multi-use card from different places, and of all the places, really the only one I was going to go to was GameStop. So I figured I would use that to get PlayStation points to download the game, the electronic version, but you can't do that with the gift card. So I had to buy the actual physical disc copy of it. But other than that, I haven't bought a disc copy in a long time, and I've never lost access to a game I've had. But I also understand. And I guess, like, this hasn't been – I don't think this has been an issue for PC users.
Yeah. Well,
for a long time.
Even with, like, PC, because, you know, I else with Steam Decks. It's all through Steam, and I'm downloading it from them. It's not like I'm getting physical media from them. But at least with those guys, I know that they have a path. They're going to go offline permanently. They have a plan in place for everybody to be able to do one last download of all their stuff after X amount of warning. Or at least that's the promise.
Right.
So if they lose hosting ability, then They try to keep their users informed and make it so that you can still play even without them. So, but another major complaint about this setup is it's destroying the secondary market.
Right.
Can't resell.
Right. Yeah. There's that problem.
Well, it's like I was at Meyer. This is a while ago where I saw this, where I was looking at Switch games. And every game I picked up to look at that was hanging on a hook, it didn't have an actual physical card in it. It had a code to download it in every single one.
Well, even all, not with all of them with the Switch, I found that out, that some of their physical discs actually do have the media on them. But with right. most of the Switch 2 stuff, even when they're selling you a physical disc, all it is linking to the Nintendo servers, the Switch 2 servers, and downloading it from there. And I guess that's not all that surprising because these games get updates on day one.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so, yeah. But at least with that, you're able to, give it as a Christmas gift or whatever. And then. Also, yes, you are able to resell it, but with the way Switch 2 works, buying from the secondary market is kind of scary because you could get your Switch completely blocked and bricked by Nintendo if the previous owner didn't completely remove it from their system.
Right.
So if it's loaded up on two systems, guess what? You're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
I know that they have a process in place, a long, tedious process for if you bought it off the secondary market in good faith and you can prove it, then they will unbrick your stuff, brick your account. But still, I mean, it just really shows that you don't own.
Yeah.
You don't have root.
Well, that goes don't back own towards, it. Right? That all goes back towards now the screwy things.
Oh my God.
And this is a lot of what's wrong because it's all about money. I was supposed to have yesterday. I was supposed to go sleep in the sleep lab, but I get a phone call from my sleep doctor, plus a thing in the mail from a company, not my insurance company, called Evacor. Were they denied to doing my sleep lab, my lab study, because I have no comorbidities anymore? I'm just overweight versus obese, and other things too. And I'm like, seriously? I'm like, so they moved it out to August 24th. So I should still, if that gets approved, I should still find out my results early September, which is kind of about what I was going to find out anyway. It's probably also why, because I found it strange that they were putting like 2 months between the results and the study. And now I think I figured out why, is because this must be happening to them quite a bit. So, so basically, if they don't approve that, then I think my only other choice is, well, I've got two choices. One, do another home study, right? Or I can just say, screw it, I'm not going to deal with CPAP anymore and just see how it goes. My AHI is enough. I probably could do that. But we'll see what happens. I would just love to have the confirmation on something like that before I go that direction, if you know what I mean. But the perils of trying to get yourself healthier.
How much would it cost you out of pocket?
Oh, if I paid it all out of pocket myself?
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it.
Oof.
I'd say between $2,000 and $4,000 at least. But the thing it just torques me off is home studies. Now, you'll find a lot of data, like if you Google it, they'll say, well, they're accurate. I'm like, well, it depends on what your goal is. So, because my study was going to be a split study where I was going to do half of it without, half of it with. And the half of it with, no matter what happens, you have to do in a lab anyway, because that's titration. So what they do is they'll start you out at a certain pressure level and then lower it down until you, until they have the minimum pressure needed to keep you from having apneas, right? So that, I don't know how you could do that one at home. The other one could be easily done at home, but there is a slight issue with that. Now, the equipment itself, I've done a home study before. When you're setting up, it does tell you, like, if you've got a sensor misplaced, and it gives you a chance to put it in the right place, right? But what happens after you fall asleep, if you roll over and the sensor comes off, then your sleep study is stupid. You know. Anyway, it's just, it's in Evercore. Literally sells itself to these insurance companies that we will save you like X amount of dollars per, you know, thing. Their mission is to deny coverage, essentially. So that's why if you look Evercore up, you'll frequently see, especially in Reddit, you'll see Evercore. Because, I mean, they'll do things like if your doctor says, oh, you need an MRI. Evercore will say, no, you don't need an MRI. Never mind that the doctor has gone to med school and all that stuff. And, well, granted, you know, nowadays with AI, a lot of folks are saying, well, doc, you know.
That's like every insurance company, like every single one.
Oh, yes, so. Because Evercore sells its services not just to Aetna, but to everybody else. So, but we'll see. I hope that. I mean, I have not called my sleep doctor direct and talked to them direct other than the scheduling folks that call the reschedule. So, all I know is I'd love to have this squared away so that I will say I do think I do have my pressures too high because I will get aerophagia. Every once in a while I'll wake up in the morning and let a big old belch out because the machine blew air into my gut. But
so
that's not a fun thing. That's semi-tech.
It's like heartburn.
Yeah.
It's like really bad heartburn. Or if it gets bad enough, you'll get really bad gas in the morning or all night long.
Is a nice fun thing is we did, and how I ended up getting it, when we got rid of Luke's car, GM sent us a check for the gap insurance for it. That was like $500. So I took part of that and spent it on a Ninja Creamy. Where has this thing been all my life? Oh my God. I love this thing. I use it 2 or 3 times a week at least. In fact, I'll fix up the base and just stick it in the freezer. And then when I decide I want one, just creamify it and eat it.
Yeah. Did you get the extra cup?
I have four.
No, I have 8.
I need more.
Yeah. No, I make them 8 at a time, and then that usually lasts me, you know, 2 or 3 weeks.
And I need to get some chocolate protein powder on my next order.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I keep chocolate, vanilla, and cookies and cream, and peanut butter on hand, and a lot of that is specifically for the stuff that I'm just gonna, you know, make into cream.
Now, I haven't. The only isolate I've tried making it with is the clear one. So I will take basically mix up the whole shaker cup, so a scoop of Formula One clear, whatever flavor. Right now, the only one I've tried was strawberry because I'm running low on the key lime. But it's, not to mention the fact, it works well for the other things I mix it with because I'll take the full shaker cup of that and blend it with about 5 strawberries and then freeze that and then use a sorbet mode on the Ninja Creamy. And oh, it's so good, dude.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
You need to get some the Reese's unwrapped. for a mix-in.
Yeah.
And then also...
the mini ones. That's what I need, yeah, the mini ones.
The unwrap. Yes. They're the minis. Yeah. And then graham crackers. I keep graham crackers for mix-in, and then the Oreo minis for mix-ins, and then the semi-sweet chocolate.
Yep.
Oh, and there's brand, but I know Walmart sells a whole bunch of sugar-free, like, ice cream syrups.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I've done is I've started making, because they have a marshmallow flavor, which is very marshmallow flavor.
I need to find that one, because my wife likes Rocky Road, and I want to make some Rocky Road.
Hold on, because what I do is I get I make the chocolate ice cream.
Right.
And then I'll have the marshmallow topping, and then I'll have graham cracker mix-in.
There you go.
So chocolate, graham cracker, and marshmallow.
Now, I've made it with both with Fairlife and almond milk, and right now, calorie-wise, I prefer the almond milk.
For a s'mores flavor.
Yeah, s'mores, yeah. So let's see, I ate one yesterday. Let's see, I ate the whole thing, the whole pint. So that was...
And most of the pints I make are sub 200 calories as a base.
Mine would have been 250 if I didn't... actually, no, wait, I take that back. Mine would have been 200 if I didn't mix in the
mix-ins. Bring it up over 200.
Yeah.
Usually around 300.
Yeah, that's what it was. 300 for the whole pint. So it was 45 calories for the almond milk.
Lowest calorie pint is almost always going to be after mix-ins is going to be a strawberry. So if I make a strawberry ice cream and then, I mix strawberries in with it and chocolate topping with it, that'll be definitely under 300 calories, probably like 50 at most. And that's if I add a lot of on top.
Yeah, so the one I made yesterday was about 300 by the time I added the Lily's, and I had the ice cream cookie protein in it. I've made it both with the ice cream cookie flavored protein, which I'm not sure what that's supposed to taste like. It tastes good. But it's called ice cream cookie. And I've also made it with the gooey butter cake one, and that's really good too. I have not tried making it with the Formula One regular, because I have both cookies and cream as well as cinnamon toast crunch flavored, which that might be good.
Skinny syrups provide more of a variety of flavor.
Right.
And they do definitely add to the flavors. But also, like, look at your, like, flavor concentrates or something. A little bottle of vanilla extract, freaking perfect.
I want to get some cinnamon syrup. Because that would go good in some of them, just on top or mix-ins.
Dulce de leche.
Yeah, that would work, too.
But, anyways...
I have not tried making it with collagen yet, but that might work too because I have salt of caramel collagen.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, that might do it. That might add some volume.
Yeah.
Once you hit that blend feature. And definitely keep an eye on the line. When you first freeze it, you want it under the max line.
Yeah.
That way you can, when you hit that first spin, you gotta heat up the sides of the cup with some water for a minute to get everything off the sides, and then pour some almond milk in it before you hit that first spin.
Yeah, I'll have to try putting like maybe another tablespoon of milk in it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it helps the process.
But I will say, adding that tablespoon of cream cheese does as well, adds a little bit to the creaminess.
Ooh. Yesterday, when I was making mine, I used like one I used half a serving of real peanut butter in my peanut butter.
That would be good.
Like, I used it as a mix.
Here's a genius idea. Do that when you blend it.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And then, get some Nutter Butters.
Oh, as the mixing, yeah.
Yes.
I think for that, I ended up using semi-sweet. I was going for a little bit of a Reese's flavor. But I think next time, instead, what I'll do is I'll take that half serving and heat it up and pour it on like a syrup.
Actually, what would really be good as a syrup, and I don't know if... I know Dan will remember them, but Friendlies?
Yeah, the Reese's Pieces Sundae.
Yes, the peanut butter syrup you put on that. I'd love to find some of that, because that would be... Oh, dude. Put that on some chocolate ice cream. Oh.
So, I found some interesting things at the... I found another DVR.
Nice.
But, paid $6 for that, but this one only had, like, a 500 hard drive in it, instead of the 1 terabyte hard drive. But still, I mean, I can't complain for $6. It also had, a 3-pin fan that looks pretty quality, and I probably will use that for a project. Now, the 500 gig hard drive was interesting. Yeah, it is the 3.5, but it was like half height, so I don't know what the difference is there. And I haven't hooked that drive up yet to see if it works or not, but it probably does. So here's hoping. And then I also found a power supply that I have not completely tested yet. That it's an external power brick, right? But weirdly, it has a IDE power connector on it, and it had a IDE to SATA adapter on that. So it looks like it was being used to power a SATA drive externally. And I'm wondering if it can do 4 2.5-inch drives. Because then I'll put it on a mini rack.
Nice.
Without having to put on a full-size power supply.
It reminds me, I need to get to a FedEx box tonight. After the show, I got to return something. It's been floating around the back of my car. I just haven't gotten around to it. But, yep, and the creamy I got, it was just the regular one, not the XL one, so it's just making pints, which is fine. I don't need to make the big ones.
That's the one I got. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to eat it a pint at a time, so I'm going to make it a pint at a time.
Yes.
Because if I make it a gallon, I don't know if they have a creamy that does the gallon at a time, but if I did that, that would be a problem.
Yeah. So I freaking love ice cream, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
And I could have gotten the swirl one, but I thought, nah.
I almost want to start making yogurt pops again.
Have you tried?
How freaking hot it is.
Have you tried making frozen yogurt with it yet?
Not with the creamy. I mean...
I bet you probably could just take a nice flavored frozen yogurt, like a Greek-style one, and just freeze that, and then do that.
Yeah. I've done that before, taken Greek yogurt, mixed in some protein powder, mixed in some xanthan gum, mix in some, like, strawberries or whatever fruit I have handy that's been chopped up real fine or blended or whatever, and then... frozen that into bars before and eaten it that way. I mean, it's not, you don't need to blend that.
Okay, just... Ninja, we have to talk. I'm looking on their website, okay? The XL says it comes with 2 24-ounce pints. I'm like, That's not a pint. So it only makes 24s in the XL. Yeah, I'm glad I got the pint one. The pint's fine. I'm gonna buy more pints.
Yeah, Amazon will sell like the knockoff ones as long as you verify the model of your Ninja.
Yeah,
and that it's listed there, you'll be fine.
Well, where did I get mine at? I got it at Walmart, and Walmart only wanted $10 per container, so for the official ones. Yeah. So but that's not bad.
I don't want to spend like $40 for four of them. I spent considerably less for the four that I got on Amazon. And like I said, they work fine.
Yep. Yeah, let me see. I need to look at on what those cost.
Well, yeah. I have the web page brought up for my Elegoo Centauri Carbon because I started printing out a new mini rack.
So the Nano... See, but, on Amazon, I'm looking at the Creamy Original Pints 4-pack compatible with blah, 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 blah for $30.
Mm-hmm.
For four.
I don't think I paid that much.
The Nano Baby ones are 25 for how many? Doesn't say... Oh, four. So 25 for four. That's definitely an off-brand one. The other ones...
Yeah, I think I paid like 25 for four or something like that.
Well, actually, the other ones kind of don't look like they're real, but then they have stickers on the side that says Ninja Genuine. Uh-huh. But then I'm not seeing what the lid looks like. So lid ones say Ninja on them. But... Yeah, I mean, I'll only need maybe another couple, you know. But most of which I need to figure out how to make a low sugar Rocky Road for my wife because that's what she likes. She got hooked on when I'm trying to remember when it was. Breyers Carb Smart ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
They made a Rocky Road, and One time we
four of them for 20, but that was February 21st, 2025.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a while since we've seen that Carb Smart one, and she really likes Rocky Road ice cream, and it's nice that she found one that she could eat, but she's much worse off diabetes than I mean, I'm not even on any meds anymore. So, which is freaking awesome. My gut seems to be in better shape too since I stopped taking metformin. So, but I got a race Saturday, my first trail race, the Darby Creek Trail Run, 10 kilometers. And I know I'm going to be slower than my road race for sure. I mean, there's no way that I'm going to be able to run it at full tilt speed just because of the mud and the rocks and tree roots and shit. Trail racing, you got to be very careful. Not to mention the fact that there's going to be hills on the trail race versus on the road race. There are, not that there aren't any hills on a road race, but the hills aren't near as bad because they're downtown Columbus versus out where we're doing this. But, and the very cool thing about it is it's for supporting Flip Cancer. And they let you put a person that you're running for who's either battling cancer or in honor of a person who lost their battle with cancer. And when I cross the finish line, they'll say my mother-in-law's name, Charlotte Wilkinson. They'll say, Joel McLaughlin now finishing for Charlotte Wilkinson. Or in honor of Charlotte Wilkinson. So, yeah, that'll be cool. I don't know if any of the family is going to come see me, or some of my record might come and see me, but we'll see what happens. But... have to look and see the course. Let me grab the link again. And I can put the course out there. I'm in the 10K course. So. And of course, I just closed the stupid browser. Dumbass.
I concur.
Yes, I am a dumbass. There's a lot of dog now, too, so, yeah. And I think at some point he may be capable of running with me. Because golden retrievers do like to run. But I wouldn't trust his ass running right now at all. Because, yeah, he's too much puppy. Too much puppy. Because he's just a little over a year old. He's very puppy. But let's see here. Now, the Darby Creek Trail run, the 5K looks like it goes out the, yeah, it's extremely flat. I know where that trail is. But the other one here, it's not horrible. You know, it's like the first half mile's fairly flat, then it drops down, and then fairly flat again till near mile 1.6. Then there's a hill there that goes from about 1.6 to mile almost to 2.7, and then drops down again, stays relatively flat all the way out through the last quarter mile. And then there's the run up to the finish, which is supposed to be going over, and that's supposed to be like a stair climb. So, but I've looked at all the trail, zoomed in and looked at, I've hiked on every single one of these trails, so they're not going to be unfamiliar to me, but running on them will be. So we'll have to see how that all works. So, oh wait, why are you so, I am not signing up for Strava. I don't need Strava. Ugh. Or want it. Why can't you send it to Garmin? Damn it. Anyway. So my plan is to run the race, and then if I don't know how I have a friend that I'm running it with, and I don't know. I doubt we're going to be together. You know, because I'm going to tell him at the start. I'm like, you know, just do what you run your race. I'll run my race. Okay. And unless I do something really stupid, meet me at the finish and we'll go get some lunch. I'll probably go to Three Brothers, which is a diner. It's a really interesting diner here because it's run by Mexican family. So they have a little bit of everything. So they'll have like typical diner food. And then they'll have like things like chilaquiles, which I'm like, oh yeah, that would be awesome. And it's a mix of Mexican and American and Cuban. So like if you order like, what did they say? What was it?
Hookers and blow.
And one of the things they order, you can get a fried plantain with it. So, for me, I like to get the huevos rancheros there because they're good. Ooh, the plantains they have for an appetizer, they bring it out with a fresh salsa dressing to put it in. Mmm. But, yep, I've been there before, and they're pretty dang good.
Do they serve the white sauce, too? with the salsa, the chips and salsa?
White, huh?
Oh, down here they have a white sauce. So when they when you go, there's a they bring out chips and salsa. There is a no, it's not queso blanco. It is a white. It's actually kind of like made out of Miracle Whip and.
Ew. So, okay.
It's really
that,
good.
That oh, sounds mighty white.
It is white. It is. I don't think you get it anywhere else outside of this area.
See,
it's really tasty.
And they have two kinds of huevos rancheros. They have, you know, the traditional huevos rancheros, and they have chorizo huevos rancheros. Which, yes, please. Chorizo is awesome. And chilaquiles, they make a verde chilaquiles, too. So the green salsa instead of red. And if you don't know what chilaquiles is, it's crisp corn tortillas tossed with salsa verde and topped with any style eggs, onions, queso fresco, cilantro, and served with black beans, chorizo, and toast. So, but then, yeah, if you're not into the Mexican breakfast, you can get a scramble. You can get a quesadilla. Of course, they have coffee and stuff like that too, and eggs and home fries. So, ideally for the race, I would like to finish it in an hour and 16 minutes, which would equate my road race time. I'm being realistic. I don't think I'll finish it in that. I think it'll take me probably at least another 15 to 20 minutes over that. So I'm looking at probably an hour 25 or so is what I'm thinking. Hour 25, hour 30. We'll see. Ideally, I'll try and go as fast as I can. And I am going to probably going to go ahead and take a gel at the beginning, either a gel or I'll take like a carb drink. I got Ultraformance downstairs. That's our carb drink. But if y'all want to try First Form protein sticks or the bars, they're now a Target. You get a box of four bars for $10. And they have various sizes of the protein sticks. Like you can buy just one stick, one of the 18 gram sticks. But they also have like a mini version, which is like 5 grams per stick. And they have I don't know what they call them. There's one version they have with 10 grams per stick. So it's definitely smaller than the ones I've been getting. But they're. The nice thing to buy them at Target is you're not like to buy the bars on our website. It's like $45 for a box of 15 bars. So, and if you're not sure if you want to buy like a whole box of 15 bars and eat all 15 of the same bar, then you could try some at from buying them at Target, or there's also gas stations that have the bars themselves. So, all good stuff. And I got a new flavor energy drink. I tried they have two summer specific ones that are not carbonated, both lemonade flavored based. One's pink lemonade, the other one's regular lemonade. And I got the one called Pink Smash, which is the pink lemonade one. It's pretty good. Although Watermelon Wrath is good too. That's one of the carbonated ones, the new flavor they brought out for the summer. And it's pretty good too. But they need to get me more of it. And we finally started selling it on the website too. So, but yeah, the trail run only has 366 elevation change or elevation gain. So, let's see, where's the start? Okay, alright, I see where it's at. Oh, it looks like we're going to be running out and doing some of the meadow too, I think. Yeah, that part should be easy. Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad. I've been on almost every section of these trails. And there is like near the beginning, there is some paved sections of the race. But of course, I'll be wearing trail runners, so I'm excited about that.
And then you're going to throw them away when you're finished?
No. No, those ones are still good. No, those ones are still... Well, those the ones I'm going to use are my older ones. The ones not based on... That don't have the Vibram soles. Those are the ones I was going to as well. But I'll put the 9 pluses on for Southeast Ohio. And that's the next Mammoth March I'm doing. And I'm already starting to think about planning for next year because I think I really want to go do the Wisconsin one. Because that's the other 30-miler. So it's about the same driving distance away, I think, but I might look into possibly maybe flying to the closest airport and renting a car for the weekend. I don't know. I'll think about it. Depends. That's the other thing I got to start thinking about too is we're getting, I think we have till the end of the year. My wife runs out of her severance package. So, cause we haven't found anything for her yet. And there's been so many scammers she applied for unemployment, and because they will release that data to pretty much anyone who wants it, not good. So, it's a pain looking for a job when you're in your 50s. How's your wife doing, Dan?
She's doing good. She's on break.
She's a teacher now, right?
Yeah, she is on break.
That's cool.
So,
how's Paige?
Paige is doing well. She is at her place. Avery is going to her last semester at William & Mary in the fall. And nice. Lillian is off to high school next year, this fall.
Making me feel freaking old.
Yeah, old, huh? You're telling me. Holy moly.
Well, I just got to think Alan's little guy, he's probably in elementary school now, I think. I haven't talked probably. To Alan in forever. I should email him. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Since his birthday. Say happy birthday.
Was he on it for his birthday?
No, I mean.
Email
happy birthday, but I don't think he's been on since. Oh, he was back. He was on in the winter at some point, wasn't he? Like
at the end of last year.
Yeah, it's been a little while. But I believe he popped in. Excitement.
I will say my new puppy. Loves walking and running, and he's been on a couple of hikes with me already, and I'm really enjoying him.
Wait, where'd you say you got the dog?
At the Humane Society.
That's so nice. That's good.
Yeah.
How old is he?
A little bit over a year.
A little bit over a year.
So he's a teenage.
Is he housebroken?
For the most part,
Like he goes outside to go to bathroom and everything, right? And then he comes in and,
but he's had chews accidents. On your stuff.
Yeah, that's what we expected.
Yeah, I mean, he's had accidents. Always in my office because that's the only place in the house that has carpet.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? It's,
yeah,
stinking up that carpet.
So we finally got a we ordered a crate off of Amazon and it came today and. Amazingly enough, I set it up for him, shoved it in the corner where we're putting it, open it up, and say, go on in there, buddy. And he walked right in, and I'm like, I did not even have to tell. And he's gone in it on his own a couple times, too. So I'm like, all right, this going to work. It going to work. And my biggest problem with him is he's got that. You don't know anything about golden retrievers, know this. They are the quintessential Velcro dog. All right. There is no such thing as personal space for the golden retriever. You're sitting on the couch. He'll walk up and then crawl on your lap. Never mind, he's 70 pounds and huge. You know, he's probably, you know, on a typical three-person couch, right? I can sit on one end of the couch and he can fill both the other ends, both the other seats. That's how long he is. He's long and tall. He can leap up and put both paws on either side of my shoulders. He's not quite as big as your dog, Dan, but he's not exactly little. Yeah, he's a character. Still trying to get. He has this thing he does when he gets to panting where his tongue is so long it'll kind of fall out the other side of his mouth, so it makes him look like a zany dog. Well, because he is. You know, and I'm trying to get a picture of that because he looks really crazy when that happens. And cute too, but yeah. But he's you know, I think we're probably going to have to at some point look at maybe getting some obedience training for him just because he's got so much of the, you know, he's golden retriever through and through. I mean, but I need to start working on how do I tell him that, hey, you're in our personal space and things like that, you know. Figure out the best ways to do that yet, but yeah. So, but that'll be, that's he's, like you said, he's still a very, very, very much a puppy. So, I forgot, I already have the, I'm looking at my Garmin. I do have the race loaded in my Garmin, but I don't see the map. Just the distance. Had a goal time here.
How far was that?
The race?
Yeah.
It's a 10 kilometers, so it's 6.2.
6.2.
Yep.
And how was your time?
My road race time is 1:16. So that's what I'm setting for this. Although I'm being realistic because I probably won't get anywhere close to that since it's a trail. Versus, you know, road races is completely different. You know, there's still things you have to watch for in a road race, but there's a lot more you got to watch for on a trail.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, and there's hills that don't exist in downtown Columbus. So, but we shall see how that works. I have done a few training runs at the nearby right after I signed up, I did a couple training runs over at Cider Grove, which is the metro park closest to my house. I felt pretty good about that. I did like 2 miles in about 20 minutes or so. So, and that's, you know, me really knowing that trail, because I've hiked that trail so much, I kind of know where all the routes are, stuff like that, you know. Maybe not specific routes, but I know where parts of the trail where the routes are really bad versus where they're okay, you know, and I'm pretty good at hopping over the routes there. But, you know, I don't know if I'll do more trail running or not. I know I do need to sign up for the Hot Chocolate 15K yet. I have not done that yet. I did miss the initial cheap price.
Uh-huh.
But they did release the what the swag's going to look like this year. I will say at least they added the chest pocket back to the fleece they give you. So there's that. So that's great, because if I wear that, then I'll put my phone in that pocket. I do have a Roost Sport that I'm going to use for the weekend race this weekend. That is, unless I decide, I have a couple pairs of shorts I got over at Sam's Club that have zipped up pockets on them. I might put those on instead, and then I don't have to have the Roost Sport because it'll have a little bit more space in it. And I'll probably take a handheld with me too. Although I will say this, it's not going to be like right now outside, it's like 82. And the weather, let me look at the forecast for Saturday. Ew. All right, round race time, it doesn't look too horrible. It's going to be in the 70s. But there's like from start time to noon, it ranges from 10% to 20% chance of rain. So, and we're supposed to get some rain on the Friday before. It looks like the worst of the rain doesn't come until later in the afternoon on Saturday. So, should be okay. You know, we'll see. Just depends on how bad the storms are the night before.
I'll keep you cool.
Yeah, there's that. Haven't decided. I do have some, although I have to try them on because they're a little bigger, I think. But I have some Nellis tank tops that I could wear instead of a regular t-shirt, which would, you know, be a little cooler. But I don't know. I'll probably just wear my boot camp t-shirt. But this is one of those races, too, where a lot of races will have a packet pickup like a day or so, or even a week or so before the race. This one, they'll have it right at right in the morning when I get there. So I'll pick up my race packet and pin my bib on and all that stuff there. So packet pickup technically starts at 7 a.m. there. So I'll probably go over there. I'll probably go over there about that time and maybe do some warm up. Definitely do some hydration before, just so that I'm nice and well hydrated. Because I'm debating whether I want to carry a handheld with me or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know they'll have a water station, of course, but we'll see how I feel when I get up on Saturday morning. But I know I've pretty much put my runs in for the week. I've kind of kept it easy this week. I did a couple 2.5 mile runs on treadmill. Only doing it on treadmill because of the time I do them. It's in the morning and it's relatively dark / foggy. Don't really feel like dodging cars in that. So I do need to start doing more training runs outside, especially when it comes to my half marathon, which is in October. I'm feeling pretty good, optimistic about both the half marathon and the 15K I got in November. That one should be relatively easy by that point because I will have had, you know, what half marathon's what, about 20K, 21K? So, 13.1 miles.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. Still debating on the shoes I want to use for that because I know that my second pair of Ultra Forward Flow Experiences are probably going to be roached by then. My Mach 7s are still in good shape, but I'm not sure if I want to run with those or if I want to go with like a plate shoe for the race. Or maybe with something completely different, like they just brought out the new Torrent 9s, which has a Vibram rubber. That I kind of want to try that for my next daily trainer just because the Vibram rubber should get me a little bit more longevity out of a pair of runners. I don't know if they're going to make the Escalante with the Vibram. That would be good because that's the one you have. That's the lower stack one. Torrent 9s have a little bit higher stack, but we'll see. You know, I'm thinking about that, or I might even look at some of the Adidas shoes and see what I think of those. Try some of those. Probably should try going I've gone to Columbus, the running company, but I might try and go like to a Good Feet store and have them look at my feet too. Cuz there's certain things I don't like. Like one of my biggest problems with the current Ultras I got is for some dumb reason every time I'm running with them they are coming untied. And if the laces were long enough, I would just double knot them and forget about it. But my Mach 7s don't do that, but they're also a little narrower. So, I don't know. Still trying to feel out what I like best for running. You know. I don't necessarily want to be one of those runners who has five different pairs of shoes that I rotate through depending on what kind of running I'm doing, whether I'm doing a tempo run or a like 400s or something like that. It'd be nice if we had a public track around here. That would be nice. The only way I could use a track is in the summer when school's closed. I can go over to the high school and run on their track.
Can't you run on after school hours?
You might be able to. I never really thought about that. Yeah, and everything seems to be going up in price, including shoes. Like the Torrent 9s were like 150, or the Torrent 8s were 150. The new ones are 160. They've gone up by $10. That's also why going a version or two back, unless the new ones have certain features that you want, if you liked the older version and still want to go with them, go with the older versions when the new versions come out, and you'll save $50 to $60 easy. You, I know I don't want to have a running vest. I think those are look to be uncomfortable, especially for running in the summer. Which color did I want of those?
Purple.
Actually, if I can find a pair of purple running shoes, that's exactly what I would buy. Let's see. Flintstone/Blue Knights, I think, is the ones I like. The Torrent 9s. That's the other thing I don't like about Columbus Running. Columbus Running has a great selection of shoes, but they'll typically only have one color shoe. But
Dan.
What?
What?
Have you read Dungeon Crawler Carl yet?
You know, I didn't get a chance to pick it up yet. I'm still finishing I have about halfway through Two Towers, and then I got to finish The Return of the King, and then it's Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Is this your first read through of The Two Towers?
I've never read.
Wow.
Surprisingly, I never read.
You've seen the movie, though.
I don't know why I hadn't.
Look. Some of Tolkien's stuff I really enjoy. I really enjoyed The Hobbit. I really enjoyed the first book of his, you know, main trilogy. But then
Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Ring.
You get to the second book, and in chapter one, it's like, how do you make a giant spider more freaking boring?
You must mean the third book.
Is that what it is? Okay. It's been a while since I read the series.
Yeah, it's The Return of the King.
It's really good at putting me to sleep.
I haven't gotten there yet, but...
That's really like good. They see, the bad thing with the Ready Player One series is that if they make a book or a movie for Ready Player Two, they'll have to follow the movie.
That shouldn't be too hard.
No, it'll be definitely be a different story than the book is.
But the movie was different than the book anyway. It was not in lockstep, but it very much had the same, you know, feel and idea behind it.
Yeah,
it got to the same end place. It just followed a slightly different path.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they could do something very, very similar with the second one. But I enjoy the second book.
I did too.
But it is definitely not as good as the first book.
And I will agree with that.
And I think if they do follow some of the themes in the second book, there's going to be a lot of really stupid pushback because of some of the themes.
Yeah. And I don't disagree. You know, I mean, it's just like.
Well, one of the new characters, you know, being transgender.
Yeah.
I think would cause just all kinds of problems.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what you do need to do is I need to see if I should get a discount on my next pair of shoes over at Columbus Running, I think.
Hey, what time is it?
It is 10 o'clock.
Up. Yeah. I'm going to play us out. Hopefully everybody has a nice rest of the week and stay cool. Don't overheat. And here's your HPR promo, Joel.
Oh boy.
I am sure.
Oh my god.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
You were making it for young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
I need to join one of the run clubs at Columbus Running, too. Oof.
Turn 40.
How's your summer going?
Hot.
You still in Florida, or are you back in Texas?
Texas.
Is it good to be home?
That's weird because there's no kids here.
Like, oh.
None of my kids are here.
Where are they?
Well, the older two moved out, and then JoJo's in Florida with his grandpa.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you enjoying the time with the wife?
Somewhat.
Is she enjoying the time with you?
Maybe. I doubt it.
You watching, what are you doing? Are you watching a World Cup? Are you into that? So are you watching, what are you watching?
Nothing really.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's an old show called John Doe. It's on YouTube now. Been kind of watching that. Been watching Death Note.
Okay. Wait, and John Doe's not a anime, is it?
No.
I'm trying to remember, did I? Oh, is this the John Doe TV show with the damn cast?
Guy from Blade 3 that played Dracula. Also played in Flash.
Was that Dominic Purcell? The main character guy?
Yeah, Dominic.
Wait, what was he in? Prison Break. I remember him from Prison Break. He was in Flash?
Yeah. And he was Heroes of Tomorrow.
Jeez, how far back do I have to go? Wait, what did he play in? Because I don't see him listed I don't see under his listings Flash.
The Flash TV show, he was the guy with the gun that shut all the fire.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. Was he the same character in Birds of Prey?
Yeah. Did they do a different Birds of Prey?
Wait, did you say he was in Birds?
Hey, hey.
What's up?
Heroes of Tomorrow.
Oh, Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Isn't that me? I'm kidding.
Man, was that Legends of Tomorrow? That's where they had all of them in there, right?
Yeah, a bunch of them from the different shows and a bunch of them throughout time. They were time traveling.
Yeah, I remember. I liked that show.
Yeah, it was okay.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Heatwave. He was Heatwave. Joel's Dirty Bottoms.
Well, golden retrievers, man, I'm telling you. Velcro dogs. Whew, shit. Telling you. Thank God I got its crate today. Oof. I had to put him in it sometimes during the day. I'm sitting there trying to work. He's like, Dad, it's time for me to sit in your lap and stick my head in your head in between your head and the monitor so that you can't work. So you have to pay attention to me. God, that dog. I love him, though. I love him. That's my new puppy, Joe. Bodie.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure.
Yo.
Wait, what the hell?
I would say he's pretty much everything I kind of wanted in a dog, to be honest, though. Other than the extreme puppiness right now that he'll grow out of. He's only a little over a year. So not quite fully adult yet, but pretty much about the same size he's going to be.
Dog's coming up on two.
Your dog?
Yeah, we're talking about you.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't I not get a Ninja Creamy before now? Oh my gosh.
Aren't they awesome?
Yes, they are.
Didn't I tell you you needed to get one?
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Like 200 times?
And it's better to make my ice cream with almond milk versus Fairlife because it's less calories.
I agree. But you do have to make sure you put something in there to prevent icing.
Yeah, I need to go get more sugar-free.
Erythritol will help some. Also need...
Now, what I've been putting
Anthem,
in...
Anthem gum and...
No, what I do is I put in...
pudding mix.
Well, as I say, I just put in a tablespoon of sugar-free pudding, vanilla usually, but cream actually cheesecake flavor would work. Then a teaspoon of cream cheese, and then a scoop of my protein, and about a cup and a half of almond milk, and that's it. That's all I do.
The cream cheese.
It's kind of optional for the recipe I have. I can probably leave it out. But there's not even
I also calories. Use skinny syrup.
Yeah. And for mix-ins, like Lily's dark chocolate chips work well.
Lily's doesn't save you that many calories. So I tend to use the much less expensive.
Yeah, I'll have to look and see. The Lily's is no sugar added, so...
But like I said, it doesn't save you very many calories. So unless you're diabetic or worried about your glycemic index, go with the semi.
Since I'm now, two or three weeks off of metformin with no readings outside of range, so...
The Lily's is just so danged expensive, and like I said, it doesn't really save you that many calories.
Let me see those. Yeah, 9-ounce bag is like $4 or $5 if I remember right. But then I only put like 2 tablespoons in, so I mean.
Yeah, well, a serving size is
2, I think.
15
or no,
grams.
One. No, one. 1 tablespoon.
15 grams.
14,
somewhere between 14, 15.
Yeah.
Which is somewhere between 60 and 80 calories.
Yeah. Then I have, if I put like Oreos in it, I'll like crush up just 2 of them and that's it.
Well, what I'll do.
Or the things I can do.
I'll get the 10 pack of the single serving bags, mini Oreos.
Yes.
Then I'll use those for me. One bag. It controls the servings.
Now this week we just brought out hydration freeze pops. So basically like a flavor ice but with a hydration mix in the tube. Haven't ordered any yet.
Do we want to start the show?
Yeah, let's start our show, man.
Oh, is that okay with you? Is that okay with you now, Joel? Is that it? Is that okay?
Well, I thought it'd already be started. You never wait.
No, we're waiting for you. We can't start without you, Joel.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, come on, man. I was about to, but Joe said, no way. You hold on for Joel. Or
I don't
I'm
have
quit.
Enough personality to run the show.
Uh-huh.
Said, you do that.
Squeeze me.
Oh. Ow, puppy.
And then we got...
Nothing's worse than when a 70-pound golden retriever decides he's going to be a lap dog, and then puts his paw right on your fucking crotch. Oh, that hurts.
They used to have black lab mixes.
Oh, my God. I mean, because he'll just hop up there.
I don't know if you've ever had a black lab.
Yes, those things, black lab mix, yeah.
It does not matter how big they are. Are convinced belong in your lap.
Yeah. Yep.
It's also part of the reason that, you know, I now have a shepherd. They're significantly smaller.
Now I bought a bed for him. And of course, he didn't use it for anything but a chew toy because it's now completely destroyed.
Yeah. My dog had that problem. That first dude got over there.
Yeah, he will. Yeah.
Especially once you get him.
All right, should we start the show?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. This is 1,142. On the way. Here we go.